To run faster, training, proper diet, and weightlifting are your best bets. While we don't often find ourselves in positions where we need to run faster, there are people in professions where being able to run 4 or 5 seconds faster can mean the difference between life and death. Now, researchers are trying to make that speed boost a reality.
Can we enhance that mobility of our soldiers so they can maneuver, get out of bad situations, or even run fast enough to catch somebody that's running away?
Dr. Joseph Hitt, a former program manager at the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, or DARPA, says until now, adopting technology for ground troops has been a slow process.
Our dismounted soldiers have capabilities similar to what they had in Vietnam. Over those same years, we have brand new aircraft carriers. We've had shuttles that went to the International Space Station.
The average U.S. ground soldier carries as much as 100 pounds of gear, 3.5 times more weight than enemy soldiers. Historically, most battles involving U.S. troops have been fought on foreign soil, where opposing forces have better knowledge of local terrain and access to resources. American troops are forced to carry everything they could possibly need for battle.
What that causes is a perception among our potential adversary that a place where they think they can find us vulnerable is at the dismounted scale. So they want to fight us on the ground, on foot, because that's where they think they have some equal match.
Even though ground battle can be brutal, injury from attack is not usually the main reason troops are pulled out of their deployments. Strain from the gear weight is the chief culprit. To keep the upper hand, U.S. military researchers are trying to lighten the stress on soldiers' bodies. The answer, these researchers say, might be in wearable robotics.
Kind of a holy grail in robotics has been this idea of, can you develop a device that actually overcomes its weight burden and gives you metabolic augmentation? So it's actually easier to walk with the device or to run with the device than no device at all.
Dr. Thomas Sugar is a professor of engineering and robotics at ASU. In his lab, projects, parts, prototypes, and tools are scattered about with whiteboards covered in math equations. Student Jason Crestis excuses a mess, but this place looks like an inventor's dream. He introduces me to his 4-minute mile project, a jetpack made for running.
We've kind of gone through this development process of how can we make the robots as comfortable as possible while reducing their weight as much as we can.
It fits just like a backpack. The team experimented with several frames, starting with stiff aluminum to using a plastic mold. Crestis hopes to move to a stronger and lighter weight carbon fiber frame soon. But the prototype testing has had its errors.
We actually had a soldier run in that, and a thrust bearing bolt vibrated loose because the fans are actually spinning at 60 to 70,000 RPMs. So there's some really unique vibrations that occur within the frame itself.
Two fans propel the pack. Each consumes roughly 2,500 watts of power at full thrust. To compare, a CFL bulb consumes only about 15 watts, so the researchers turn to high-grade lithium-ion batteries. Thick wires run to the propellers that sit next to each other in what looks like two shortened coffee cans on the lower back, positioned nearly 45 degrees downward. And while it took multiple trials to get to this stage, Dr. Sugar says the 4MM project is getting closer to its goal.
When you wear that jetpack, even though it's an extra 11 pounds, it actually is easier to run. So we've had people run faster with a lower heart rate.
So I was curious, how would I do with it? With permission, I put the jetpack on, strapped in, and fired it up.
It's a really interesting feeling, you know. If we had one military soldier describe it as, it feels like the hand of God is pulling you along.
And I'm out of breath. That's amazing.
You know, honestly, it's an exciting technology that can be used for soldiers, but it's also a lot of fun.
The project needs more testing before use in the military, and is years away from public use if it even gets that point. But Carestas points out that idea isn't far-fetched.
You know, GPS was a concept originally funded by DARPA as well, and now it's something that just about every person has. So if we can continue that process of human-machine integration and develop cutting-edge machinery and robots to integrate with humans and assist people, there's no limit to the potential.
Until then, if you want to run faster, diet and exercise is still your best bet. Andrew Bernier, KJZZ News, Phoenix.